Teacher Care Plus.
Hi, Topic. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes, Mom. How are you?
I'm excellent. I was following up regarding your account for the D.C. location. We're still having trouble processing the payment, so I didn't know if something's going on with the card.
Yeah, I gotta think about it if I want to do it or not, because I keep saying it over and over again. Everybody keeps saying different thing. One person give you promise, and after that, when you go and the next day you ask, they say, "Oh, we don't do that." And it's just, I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know even like what to say, because really unorganized, everything. So I know you guys do something, but at the same time, I got it. Okay. I have to think about it. So let me have a little bit of time, and I'll call you if I want to keep doing it.
So if you decide not to keep doing it, we still have to settle the $149 past due balance prior to canceling, because the terms and conditions
even this is not right, because the time when I discussed, they say, hey, the time will come, we're going to give you a call, and if you want to do it, you can do it. If not, we will let you know. You guys never call me if I want to do it or not. Now, but you're saying is we have to settle. Like, that doesn't make sense. Because, the only thing is, you see, if people, whoever calling, like, if they don't have the idea what they're saying, they shouldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
When I get a call, no, it's not. What they told me is, we will give you a call, and if you want to do it or not, we will decide. And I can show you guys, two times, you guys been working on the wrong account. Like, it's not like I'm making up a story or, try to give you an excuse. I can show you, I can show you, you can go to the Google website, I can show you guys been working on the wrong account for two times. And, okay. So
I think you have two accounts with us though, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So I would imagine that we would be working on both of the accounts, not just one of them.
The time when I decide to do two of them, I need to start working on one of them. I say just work on two locations. All right.
Okay.
And after that, for 2 months, I removed my account from your guys from managing it. Nobody noticed saying, "Hey, we tried to work on it in these 2 months, but we weren't able to get access." Nobody say that. Everybody just wait 2 months and saying, "Hey, your payment is due by." I was like, "How are you gonna tell me in 2 months? You never access my account, but you are making pay." And after that, you say, "Okay, sorry, we're going to give you 3 months free, and we will give you a call for a payment. And that time, instead of working on this location, the time they work on the mainland one. I say, why you guys work on a mainland account when I say only work on a DC? So, like, the only thing is now, to be honest with you, is like, I don't think so will help anything what I'm saying to you. But at the same time, if you guys don't work on my account, you're asking me to pay something. I can show you. If go to the HHR appliance repair, search on Google, and go to the, by the owner, and you will see the post from DC to the Maryland one.
I see. On the one for DC, the post for DC went to the Maryland one.
Yeah, but that's telling you guys haven't, like, I don't know, that it's like it looks like it's copy paste. If it's copy paste and everybody website is look the same, why I'm paying you guys $149 a month. That's what I want to know. If my website is not different from another people you guys work on, why I'm paying $149 for copy paste?
So we use a template, but in the template, you have the right to customize it however you want. So let's say that you want a certain color scheme, or you want to have a certain font or different background pictures or a different logo. You can modify all of that, and that's free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So the value to what we do is not in the website, because, you know, a website in and of itself will never bring you a client. The value to what we do is in the optimization, making sure that, you know, HAT appliance is being found on the first page of Google for the categories in your area, right? So that's where our bread and butter is to make sure that you're getting that exposure. Because if not, you know, a website, no matter how beautiful it is, it'll never, you know, bring you a client unless it gets exposure.
Yeah, to be honest with you, look, from the starting, in some stuff, when somebody asks you, if I say, hey, I wanted this, and if you don't do that, instead of saying you don't need it, you got to say, hey, we don't do that way. If you want to do it the way we do it, here is our work. And we'll go from there. That's the, it should be. The first time when I work website, I told the lady saying, hey, I don't want to have website belong to you. I want to have website belong to me. And after that, instead of saying, hey, you can purchase GoDaddy, but hosting and everything has to be from us. She didn't say that. She said, oh, you don't need the hosting. That's what she told us. And so my thing is, from the starting, working with you guys, people, instead of saying, hey, we don't do that way, this is the way we do it, if you want to do it, do it. If not, you know, we can go forward. So now, to be honest with you, it's not like I haven't decided yet. And at the same time, you've been working on the wrong account, and if you want to go look at it, I don't want to waste your time, but I need my time to think about it. And after that, we will talk about settle all that, if I have to pay or not. But to be honest with you, if I decide not to do it, I don't think so I'm going to pay. But if I decide to do it, the day I start, that will be my starting date for you guys to work on my account. So, and after that, maybe last option is going to be, even that I have to think about it, I'm going to give you guys last chance, 2 months. And if I see different, I will continue. Because last time, I don't know if you remember, you told me, oh, you have 8,000 click. I click my website every time I check. And now I call my phone to find. So, like, to be honest with you, if it, like, you don't trust me, I don't trust you. So if you think it's like I'm getting a call and not to pay you $149, that is on you. Like, there's nothing I can do. You know what I mean? But my thing is, it shouldn't be, you guys shouldn't see the result with how many click I got, how many, it has to be how many call I got, how many customer come to me with your automation. If you automate it for, 6 months, and like, even if I'm not getting a call in month one, that doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? The same time, the first time when they work on it, you might don't know it. It takes them 4 months for me to show up on Google. All right? It takes them 4 months to show up on Google, but the time I put bad review, it takes them 2 weeks. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't have to tell you to do your job, with forcing, you, like saying, hey, you gotta do this. If you're gonna do it, if you're able to do it, you go and tell me, hey, I'm able to do it. If not, you can tell me, hey, we're not able to do it. So I know the competition is a lot, but at the same time, you have to be different. Another company calling, if you guys are the same, there's no point.
I want to ask you something, Tovik. The account that you have with us in Maryland. That one paid 8 days ago, so that one's current. And the website that is attached to it is hatappliancerepair.com. Now, yes. The one that's for D.C., the website domain, hatappliancerepairofdc.com, that site is not found. So did your domain expire, the one that you bought through GoDaddy, as far as you know?
You're talking about HAT Appliance of DC?
Yes, that one, when I put it in, it
you
says...
You guys paused hosting it. You guys not hosting it no more. That's why you cannot find it.
But do you still pay for the domain? Because
yeah,
we can't host it if the domain is expired. You know what I mean?
No. It's not expired. I pay for 5 years. That's what I'm telling you. First time when I asked her, because with the Maryland one, I did with another people. What they did, they make me to buy GoDaddy. They make me to buy a hosting and everything from GoDaddy. And now they build my website. I pay them one time, and after that, the website is belong to me. Everything. It's not just the, what do you call
it? Oh, so that's for the Maryland location, right?
The Maryland one, yeah.
Okay. So you own that. Yeah, we don't have anything to do with. Yeah, no, I was just concerned about the one for Hat Appliance
Repair.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
saying.
The DC
okay.
one, the DC one.
By the way,
wait,
stop.
Dennis, yes.
Can you put that out
now? What do you want to do? No, I am talking to her. Okay. Sorry about that. So, with the DC one, the only thing is, to be honest with you, I'm kind of tired of explaining, but the DC one is, the domain name is belong to me and it's been paid for 5 years. All right.
Oh, so you prepaid it for 5 years.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, I see now, where you're coming from. So let me check with that department and see if the problem with the site is just because, the payment is not going through.
They pause it. Yep, they pause it, isn't it? Because this is not the first time they did it. This is, it happened before. But my thing is with, if you guys want to make money from me, and I have to make money. That's all
right.
It is. It is common sense. It's like, you go to, that's what I told last time. I told them, if I have a repair washer machine, the lady, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I charge her $300. And after that, in 2 weeks, she called me saying, hey, I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the problem wasn't the same, I returned her money, except the service, because I say, hey, it would not make sense. After 2 days, I repair it. If something else happened, even it's not the same, I have to get her money back, because I really hate people spending $300 and they have to still buy a new one because I couldn't fix it. So that's the same thing with your guys. It's like, if you guys cannot do it, you can just say, hey, we cannot do it. Because every time they told me, it's like, oh, the competition is a lot. I understand, but that's why I choose you, because there's too many competition. I try to see you guys can do it. But if you guys cannot do it.
So I want to explain something to you, Topic, if I may. What I can see on your account, because I'm on your dashboard, is in the time that you've been with us, your company, and I'm just talking about D.C. right now because I don't have Maryland up. I'm just talking about D.C. But the HAT Appliance Repair of D.C. has been found on the first page of Google 975 times. And you've had 61 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I know that you've had some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Now, from our perspective,
with every call I go, I ask, saying, how did you get my number? So,
and what do they say?
I'm not try to make it up. Most people is from friend or family, and I here and there I do get a from Google. But like now, maybe last month or like 2 months, I haven't heard one person saying, I got your call. Even like, if you got to think about it this way, if I give you 149, at least a week, two calls I should get from Google. So if I don't get it, that, like, it doesn't matter, like, how many people click. For me, it doesn't make sense to me because, you know, everybody calling and saying, hey, how much is your service fee? And they hang up. Like, it doesn't help.
So I wanted to finish my thought, if you don't mind, only because, you know, I know that you'll understand this as a business owner. You paid us $149 on July 28th of 2023. The September payment was a free month. The October payment was a free month. December payment was a free month. January payment was a free month.
So now,
hear me out for a minute, please. So now we're in March where there is a payment due, okay? But I calculated out $149 that you paid back in July of last year over 7 months of service that you've had with us, which means you only paid us 70 cents a day for this account. And considering you've gotten 61 clicks to call you and clicks to your site from the first page, I know you've made more than 70 cents a day in return on this. Even if you say, oh, I only got one call from Google a month, unless you have the worst closing ratio ever, you've gotten more than 149 back in 7 months of service. So, I mean, it's
okay,
completely
now,
up
now,
to you, right?
Now, let me explain to you just now, whatever you're saying.
Yes.
From,
I understand.
From 7 months, 4 months, my account was shown on Google. It was not shown on Google. That is, you can just go check in the record. It will not show on the on Google, not on, even a searching on my name. From 7 months, that 4 months, it will show it, all right? And the lady who's working with me, she keeps saying, there's nothing we can do, all right? 4 months, from 7 months, all right? After that, I call whoever supervisor called me saying, hey, you give us bad review. What's going on? I explained it. It's taken 2 weeks to do it. So now explain to me why did it take you 4 months first time to do it, and after that, why it take you 2 weeks to do it? Like, explain to me how that happened.
What'd they say?
Just to be honest with you, I don't know, but because of to remove that review, they just did it in 2 weeks.
I thought you were talking to one of the tech. Yeah, because all I typically do is call out and collect failed payments. I'm not a technician.
Yeah.
I don't do programming.
No.
I don't know, what the explanation for that is, but I will tell you from what I can see just over the last 6 months is you were found on the first page in October, November, December, January, February, and March. So let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that's 6 months times 30 days in a month would be what? 180, right? Let me make sure I'm doing it right. Yeah, so if you consider that you paid $149 out of even only 6 months, you know, you're still only paying us change per day in order to keep this running. That would come to 82 cents a day. And that's not considering the 4 months that you weren't ranking. That's considering just the time that you are ranking. You see what I mean? So I understand where you're coming from, and I understand what your frustration is. But at the same token, you even said, oh, if I only got 2 calls per month, I would keep it. But yet in 7 months of service, if you only got 2 calls, you would have 14 Google actions, and you have 61 Google actions.
So you are telling me for 2 calls, you want me to pay you $149 a month?
No, you said, oh, if I only got 2 calls, I'd be happy to continue with if I just got 2 calls.
Two calls a week.
Yeah, I thought you said 2 calls a month, and I'm like, you've gotten a lot more than that.
You know, I don't make like $200 from one call. To be honest with you, from part labor, I don't make $200 from one call. So, like, mine is like one, if I get one call, it's like 150, even if that is good call. Like, because my labor is 175. And if it's the part, it's like, twice. And at the same time, if the customer, if you call me, if the customer agree, if the customer saying, hey, okay, I want you to come over. But only thing is, even all this time, I'm trying to explain to you because it's like, only thing is, I don't understand. You know why nobody can explain to me for 4 months they can do nothing, and after that it takes them only 2 weeks. And I know you count in sub a month, but from sub a month, 4 months they couldn't do it. And after that 2 months, I remove it. Nobody noticed. That's 5 months, and after that you guys work on it 2 months. So. The only thing is, to be honest with you, if I paid, has to be, that's the day is going to start my service, if I pay. There's nothing I'm going to pay for last month. That's not going to happen. But if I'm going to pay from the day I'm going to pay from that month to, next month, I'm going to pay. After that, like, if you guys can, prove me wrong, I'll continue. If not, this is just kind of playing a game, around. Is it, I can tell you, like, a lot of things I find is like, I get told one, and the reality is something is different. I can tell you a lot of things, but here, I'm not here like to make a point, alright? So, let me think about it, and the time I decide, hey, you know what, I should give them, one more chance. I'm going to give you a call. And that time, if you make me wrong, I'll continue. If not, you know, we're going from there. But from that day, when I decide, I'm going to have a phone number from your guys, because I want you two guys really monitor it and tell me it's wrong. Because my number, when I call it, even I cannot find my number, you register it as a missed call. That's the reality. If my mom called me and I didn't answer the call, you registered as a business call. There's no way for you to know it.
Right. All right?
So
that's, yeah, we can put a tracking number on there if that's what you're talking about, so you can see the calls. And yeah, we could do that. That's not a problem. I think the best thing to do right now though, Tofik, because there is a past due amount and it will continue to recur. And I don't want that. No, hear me out for a second. I don't want that to continue to, you know, building up and becoming a problem. So I think I should just cancel this account now, which I'm not supposed to cancel it with a past due balance.
Yeah, even if you cancel it or not, you guys not managing it. You guys don't.
No, because you wanna start fresh, right? When you decide. So I think rather than you having to worry about all of these past due amounts that are racking up, I think I should just cancel it now as a courtesy, get rid of the past due amount, and then when you do decide if you want to continue, you can call me and we can start everything fresh. Does that sound good? Yeah, I think that'd be better. Yeah, so if you got any notifications that talks about the payment reoccurring or anything like that, just disregard them. I'll cancel it now. And then you should have my direct line, which is extension 777. You can call me when you're ready. And if you don't, I can send it to you again on a text. Do you recall if you still have my extension, or do you want me to text it to you?
You don't know? Daniel extension is 701.
Okay. Yeah, so mine is 777. My name is Tina. So I just canceled it just so you don't have to worry about any reoccurring charges. And then when you do decide, call me. I'll send you a text right now. And then that way we can start you off fresh, okay? Because I do understand everything that you explained. Yeah, so that way you don't have to explain it again to another person, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day. Bye.
You too.